just something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
I have to remind everybody that if you were listening to the show last week while I was trapped in the car and stuff, I was writing letters to the HOA at the condo I own, and those people were taking 10 days on average to respond to any normal email. So I started to lie and make up horrible stories about how the pigeons are actually killing kids. And further, more today I'm going to write a new letter because the pigeon problem still isn't rectified. There's been no response other than, we're working on it, sir. It's going to happen next week. I'm going to have to write another one today. And I'm going to steal some of Eric's dead mother stuff, the reincarnation. Sweet. Yeah, your mom is going to haunt.
Yeah, use it, man. Use my dead mom.
Yeah, I'm going to use your dead mom. God, there's something there. But I'm going to use that. The reincarnation story with the pigeons is coming. This poor lady is just going to get crushed again. Just get the pigeons off the people's
windows. If it
gets
your problem fixed, it's all that really matters.
I don't care what the story is. Words really don't hurt you deep down. Hey, America, did you hear that? Words really don't hurt you unless you want them to. And I'm going to use this whole Eric's reincarnated mother haunting the guests of the entire Emerald Gardens.
Got to get these pigeons out of here.
Got to get them out of there. They're on everybody's sills. It's a beautiful complex. We're paying $400 a month for an HOA, for Christ's sake. And they're not showing up for it. We clean your pool. Well, I get these goddamn pigeons out. There's more eggs. Anyway, Brady, are you ready for international?
Ready.
International joke day is today, and the joke dick is upon us. He is here. He will be hearing your jokes, and upon hearing them, he will then either know the punchline or give you a prize. My guess is he's going to know most of them. International, the James Bond of joke ruining. It is Brady Bogan, and here is contestant number one on joke dick, international joke day. Who is it?
We have Jaron on line one.
Jaron, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Jaron, go right ahead and try to stump our joke dick. Good luck.
All right, Brady, what's the worst part about breaking up with your Japanese girlfriend?
Brady, the worst part about breaking up with your Japanese girlfriend?
You have to drop the bomb on her twice.
That's got to be it. Is that right?
I didn't hear it.
He said you have to drop the bomb on her twice.
Yes.
Okay, that's beautiful. Well, fantastic.
Always goes back to World War II. Yeah. With the Japanese.
That's funny. I've never dated a Japanese, so I've never had to break up with one. But now I know, just in case.
That's hilarious. Next up, we have Tony online.
Very rarely these jokes make me laugh. That one got me. I like that.
On the heels of, I watched the Oliver Stone documentary about World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how you got the punchline of that
in that documentary, yeah. Oliver Stone comes on and goes, by the way, just for a little levity in the middle of this incredibly dark piece, you know how you break up with a Jap girl? How so, Director Stone? Drop the bomb on her twice. Now, back to Tojo and Hitler.
I got a little reverb going.
Oh, that's because of me. Sorry. I did that. I was trying to help the callers hear you. Line two or whatever you got.
Three is Tony.
Tony, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, Tony, go ahead. Internationally, is your joke an international flair?
I guess so.
All right. Well, just in case, do it in an accent. Go ahead.
Okay. What is the difference between Sir Isaac Newton and the baby in my garage?
All right, Brady, he chose the accent of stupid, and he said, what is the difference between Sir Isaac Newton and a baby in your garage? Oh,
yes, sir.
God, I think
sir
I know
Sir Isaac
this.
Newton is a virgin.
What? Is a virgin?
Creepy.
Is that where you're... Oh, wait, Sir Isaac Newton and a baby are trapped in your garage?
The difference.
Banging...
The difference between them. Yeah, because he's a creepy pedophile.
I see. Oh. Is that right? Caller?
He said
Sir Isaac Newton is a virgin.
Yeah, Sir Isaac Newton is a virgin.
Oh, he died a virgin. Oh, God.
Virgin.
That's worse. Right. Brady's is still around. Oh, God. Brady's is currently being used. Oh, I'm going to throw up. Oh, that one's awful. Let me reiterate that joke for everybody who wasn't following home with the blueprint. What's the difference here, Jeremy, between Sir Isaac Newton and the baby in my garage? Sir Isaac Newton died a virgin. That's the worst person on the planet.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
And Brady knew it.
That's awful.
Oh. Don't talk that way about Sir Isaac Newton. That guy got some puss.
You remember?
No.
I think it was you and I on the golf course years ago where that guy told that other, the baby joke.
I don't think I want
in
to
the microwave.
Oh, no, that's
an old one. That's right. That's from
we have one a day.
Jokes from hell.
That's all we can get through. We don't need to compound.
Even hell kind of went,
ooh.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's terrible. The gravity of that joke. See what I did there? I Brady'd it.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Next call. Hopefully it's not that awful. Right. Good Christ, people.
Justin is up.
Oh, and crying like a baby. Okay. You have a baby in the background,
no,
Justin?
That's actually my son, but I chose to use Brady as opposed to the 5-year-old boy or girl that I would insert for this joke. So, all right, I'll do it in an accent. I'll do it in a southern accent.
All right.
What's the difference between Brady and a freezer?
By the way, very international choice, the South.
Thank you.
That's very international.
I spread my seed all around the world.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, that makes you international. All right. Brady, what was the joke again? I missed it. What?
Is the difference between Brady and a freezer?
Brady and a freezer. Okay, go ahead.
Yes.
Freezer.
You want the punch?
No, Brady's freezer. Brady will tell you. Brady will say it. Go ahead.
Okay.
A freezer doesn't cry when you pull your meat out.
You cheater!
That's right.
That's right. But I'm not going to be a pedophile and say it's a little child.
All right,
like
I'm
going to
hang up on this guy now. Right. We're sensing a theme.
He's covering.
Jesus Christ.
Well,
what's going on with these people?
We lost the last one because he was horribly racist.
Yeah.
Do you want to risk taking
a blind one? Yeah, I got buttons for that.
You sure?
Sure. Loosen up my buttons, baby. Let's see what we got. Let's see if it's him again.
Well, there's a girl. Maybe this will work.
A girl will
Kelly?
Work.
Kelly?
Kelly.
Line two?
Are you a girl, Kelly? No, or you're just not there.
Kelly? No, this is Ed.
Ed, take yourself off speakerphone real quick, Ed.
Kelly pays for his phone, apparently.
Is Kelly a girl or a guy? I'm not judging.
Yeah, Kelly is my fiance. Hold on one second.
All right, yeah.
Nice move.
Nice.
He didn't answer my question.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's just, okay. It doesn't matter,
look,
man. It's 2020.
You can be a flaming homo. I don't care. It's up to you, man. Look, I'm not judging you. I think it's great that you've made that choice. You and Kelly are very happy together.
Are you the top or the bottom?
Yeah, which one do you choose?
Oh, we lost him.
His boyfriend probably
did. He didn't know how to do the speakerphone.
No, I told you. Yeah, he just hung up on us trying to switch.
This is Ricky. Could be a guy. Could be a girl.
Ricky, turn your phone. Turn your radio down or your Bluetooth. Good Christ. I hate all these people. Are you there?
Hey, it's Key. Why didn't the Chinese wear heavy armor like knights in the West?
That's why we can't take them blind, John.
I'm not taking a chance.
Ooh, there's
that
a guy
right
named Matlock online.
Oh, Ben. Mr. Matlock, are you there?
Hi, this is actually Rachel Ramirez. It just comes up as my fiance.
Oh, okay, good. Rachel Ramirez, Matlock.
Matlock.
Or is it Matlock Ramirez? That would be an interesting man.
Let's go ahead and go with that one.
Why are you Matlock on the phone?
Because I flip half of the bill.
Oh, okay. And Matlock covers the other half?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I guess that makes some sense. Can you tell me what is Matlock his first name?
No, that's his last one.
Okay, good. So you're going to be Rachel Matlock soon.
That was the last name he went by.
Well, let's hope.
You're hoping for it? Has he not popped? Do you think he may not?
Oh, no, he would. He would. It's just a matter of when he's done playing with his video games.
Maybe because you're nagging him about video games or you'd get a ring faster if you weren't such a shrew.
Yeah, don't be like that.
Oh, no, I play the video games with him.
Oh, good. Okay. So you're perpetuating the time gap between no ring and ring.
With COVID-19 going on, we should all play more video.
Right. Now, do you think how long have you been dating Matlock?
Nothing like a little Call of Duty.
Rachel, how long have you been dating Matlock?
4 years.
And when did you expect the ring?
Probably around year 5.
Okay, so you're on target. You're not. So what are you bitching about? Why do you call up?
It's on pace.
Why do you badmouth Matlock here on the radio?
You're the one in.
She started it. She goes, well, someday, maybe, if he gets his ass up off the video games. I'm like, I didn't ask that. I'm interrogating because you sound a little grouchy about it. Anyway, you deserve to be married. Hey, how many kids do you and Matlock have?
I've just been outside for 5 hours. That's the only reason.
You've been outside since 4?
Yep.
Why?
Security.
Oh, all right. You run in security with Matlock?
Actually, yes.
He's there too?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. No, he's at another one, but yes, he runs security as well.
All right. Well, there you go. Very secure family. You two are like those that lawyer couple in St. Louis. I think you're very secure. All right. Here's good luck. Is your joke super duper racist?
No, it's clean.
Okay, it's clean. That's all we're counting on here, Miss Matlock. All right, here we go. Brady, good luck to you. Matlock is about to ask a question. Go ahead.
All right, what is the difference between a cat and a frog?
All right, hold on. Before you answer that, Brady, this is not an international joke, so you now have to pick an accent and do it as an international joke teller. Go ahead. Try again. With an accent.
All right, me do the accent?
You have to do the accent.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's international joke day.
All right. I am terrible at accents.
No, nobody cares.
What is the difference between a cat and a frog?
All right, she is from Retardia. The difference between a cat and a frog?
A cat and a frog.
Difference between a cat and a frog. Cat doesn't scream when I pull its meat out.
Oh, yeah. Let's see.
No.
No, that's my joke.
Let's see.
Difference between a cat and a frog. No, quiet.
Hold on, lady.
Matlock, calm down.
A cat has 9 lives and a frog croaks every day.
Oh, cat has 9 lives, frog croaks every day.
It's a dad joke.
Ooh, he's good.
He's really good. That's amazing. Pulling him blind.
I got one for security,
all right.
Matlock.
Can you hear him, Matlock?
I cannot.
All right, Brady, might reverb. Go ahead. Tell her. Go ahead.
Well, we'd all agree that muggers are jerks, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you got to hand it to them.
Oh, Christ. Oh. All right. This is taking a turn.
Dear.
All right. We'll be back with more Beth and Friends after this. What the hell was that?
That was one they had listed on the International Joke Day.
Right. Doesn't mean it has to be read.
That is two extremes from that baby Sir Isaac Newton thing
into this. Boy, that. And actually, it devolved from the Isaac Newton thing into Brady's terrible joke. I'd listen to 1,000 Isaac Newton baby jokes before that thing again. One of them made my stomach turn. One of them made me throw up.
Maybe you like the other one.
Ugh.
My grandfather survived pepper spray and mustard gas attacks in 2 wars. And he came home a seasoned veteran.
I wish you were here right now. Yeah, no kidding. Don't. The cricket noises are actually the worst part. Stop it. Brady Seltzer Flower returns for another round. If you're interested in trying international,
you want to go again?
I do. I want to try another one. I want to see if we can get that guy who did the pirate joke again. It's 585-9800. Good Lord. One more round. We've got to give this prize away. Brady was aces in the first one. We'll try another round if you want to try to get through International Joke Day with our joke tickets. 98.
It's something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
And we're ready to go with a second round for Brady, the amazing joke detective. He's our joke dick. International joke day today. So you're trying to stump Brady with a joke. Let's go right to the phones and see if Brady. Brady is 4-0 right now, I believe. 4-0. Well done.
We'll start off with Andrew.
Andrew is on line one. Andrew, say hello to Brady.
Hey, Brady, I'm here to stump you today, man.
All right. Internationally. Is your joke international?
Chickens are everywhere, so...
Well, that's global. So we'll say, I demand you do your joke in an accent of your choosing. International Joke Day starts now. Go ahead.
All righty. Why does the chicken coop have 2 doors?
Why does the chicken coop have 2 doors, Brady? I know you know this.
Because if it has 4 doors, it would be a sedan.
That's exactly... It would be a sedan if it had 4 doors.
Is that Indian accent?
Was that Indian or was that...
That was
from...
Somewhere from the Middle East, I'll say.
Okay.
Nowhere specific.
Retardistan, I call it. All right, nice job. We'll talk to you later. Thank you very much. There's one. Next one up.
Next up, we have a lady, Yavina.
Yavina. Is the Y silent?
Hello?
Hi, Yavina.
Hi, baby.
Oh, yeah, close enough. Your name is Yvina?
No, Davina. Like David.
Oh,
Davina.
Oh,
I
glorious.
See. Very, and what do you weigh?
What do I weigh?
Mm-hmm.
Like 126.
126. Congratulations. She gets herself some Hooters gift cards. Well done.
Surprise.
Nicely
Surprise.
Done. Way to take care of yourself, Davina. Unless you're 3 feet 3. All right. Good luck to you, Davina. Go ahead with your joke. Is it an international joke in theme?
It is.
Okay, go ahead.
It's an international joke for sure, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What city has the most Mexican?
Okay, you did the accent in Chinese and then said, what city has the most Mexicans? Brady, what city has the most Mexicans?
Duh. Food City.
Wow, right? You responded as a California girl.
Is Food City right, Davina?
Yeah.
All right, Brady gets another one. Well done. I know you can't hear him right now, but he liked that, and he said it like a young girl from the Valley.
Davina wanted to clarify she is a Mexican, so she's allowed to
It's okay for her to say that because, yeah, we can't say that horrible racist Mexican joke about Food City. Brady can know the answer to it, but she's the only one allowed to tell it.
Why are you responding as a California girl? Yeah. That's not international.
I don't know.
Duh.
Seems good. Hey, oh, my God.
That's how you deliver the punchline.
I agree with Brady's. I agree with Brady's response. I don't understand Chinese people telling that joke and then clarifying how Mexican they are.
All things a mess.
Don't worry about it, man. I'm Mexican. I got a joke for you. Hot the most populated city on Mexico.
What? Anyway, who's next on International Joke?
Next up, we have David. We have two Davids left, but we'll take this David
this
first.
David 1.
David 1,
welcome. Are you ready for International Joke Day?
You bet.
All right. Is your joke international?
No, sir.
All right. Do an accent then while you tell Brady your joke.
I'm going to try to French talk him.
Okay. French Brady.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Brady, what do you call an affordable, low-budget circumcision?
It's Triumph the Insult Sandler.
Uh-huh.
A low-budget circumcision?
Would be a ripoff.
A ripoff, Brady says. Is it correct?
I've done that already.
No.
What the heck? Good job.
Boom, boom, boom. That's how you, boom. Very good, boom. Très bien.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Brady is about to go 8-0 if he polishes this one off. No prizes go out the door today. David 2 is on the line. David 2, are you there?
Yeah.
All right.
We've had Davina and two Davids.
That's right.
Amazing.
It's practically going through the alphabet, Brady. All right, here we go. David 2. Is your joke international in its theme?
I guess it could be.
Not convinced. Do an accent anyway. All right, good. Just in case, do an accent. Go ahead. Good luck.
All right. How many Antifa members does it take to screw in a light bulb?
All right. I don't know what that Northern Nova Scotia. How many Antifa members does it take to screw in a light bulb, Brady? Be careful. It's the cancel culture.
I think this is made up.
Well, the only one that I've heard it. Not with the Antifa, but just how many people.
Sure.
And
the old light bulb.
And the answer that I know is 2, but I don't know how the hell they got in there.
You there?
Yeah, he says it's 2, but he doesn't know how they got in there. How many Antifa members does it take to screw in a light bulb? He says 2, but he's not sure how they got in there. So you made it a sex joke. Is that correct?
No.
Oh, all right. What's the punchline?
None. Those idiots are living in the dark.
Okay. It's a political... We couldn't get through one goddamn round of jokes without politics, for crying out loud.
I didn't know they weren't allowed.
Oh. Are you telling that joke to people?
No, actually, my buddy's uncle told me that joke.
Because he's an angry Fox watcher, right?
He is.
I know he is.
Fox and Fred.
All right. Well, you win the prize. But for Christ's sake, can we get through a day without Antifa or Black Lives Matter infiltrating International Joke Day? Crying out loud. All right, nice try. Thank you, David. Hold on. We're going to give you a prize. David gets the prize. Ah, for crying out loud. You can't even have fun joke telling time around the campfire without people going, oh, I got one about Antifa. Oh, okay, you're going to ruin it. You're going to make someone mad. There's just words you don't use now.
Now I'm sad. Now you brought me down.
I know, because now I got to think about Antifa and they're living in the dark because of their light bulb situation.
John, how did Moses from the Bible make tea?
How did Moses from the Bible make tea?
Brady's bringing us back. I like it.
I don't know.
He brews it.
He brews it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of like that a little.
That one's not so bad.
It's off the Antifa thing.
Yeah, anything's better than the last Antifa joke, which was more of a statement than a joke. Them sons of bitches is living in the dark. Charge! That was one where you don't laugh. You're like, all right, man,
I know what page you're on.
Yeah. It's so true.
It's so true, though, you know? Now let's have a discussion about that, because that's what jokes are led to do. It's discussions about racial strife. Oh, they're supposed to be sort of racist in nature, and then everybody throws elbows at each other and chuckles and walks home happier, for Christ's sake. Anyway, he brews it. That's what we'll leave. That's our closer. He brews it. Because it's funny. Because of his whole relationship with the Jews. I get it. It's 9:13. My favorite joke of the day, however, though, unfortunately, is the Isaac Newton one. That's the one I'm going to walk away with telling. And that one online.
Someone topped it.
Yeah, someone topped it on the internet. And I'll just let you guys do it. I'm not going to tell you, but it's the difference between a deceased baby and a pizza. And I'm not telling you the punchline. But go ahead and
look it up.
Antifa's in the dark. That's all I can tell you. So that's it. But yeah, look it up, because Brady and I both laughed hysterically. I'm like, that's never going to be uttered out loud. It's 9:14. We got Rock Wars coming up in just moments. International Joke Day. One winner, but it was kind of a crud joke. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. 98.